one question.
就是你重生的名。
Are you born again?
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们想着这样子的问题，也许我们会去问福音朋友。
We might think we will ask our gospel friends this question.
或者有人觉知的，但是对救恩还不清楚的，我们会问他说：“你重生的名。”
Or we ask someone who is not sure about their salvation, they will ask, "Are you born again?"
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们的姊妹是碰到任何的基督徒。
But this sister, she asked any question.
她在任何的聚会里面，她都问这句话。
In any meeting, she asked this question.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这么简单的一句话。
Brothers and sisters, such simple question.
每一次出来的时候。
Every time it was asked.
它就像刀一样扎到人的里面去。
Was it like a sword?
它像一个光一样照到人的里面去。
The light shine into people's hearts.
所以有很多教会的长老、执事，甚至牧师们。
So there are many elders and deacons, or even pastors.
每一次听他讲到快讲完的时候，就赶快就溜了。
They will escape from the church. When the meeting approached to the end.
所以我们的姊妹后来讲到讲那个地方，她一讲完马上跑到后面去挡住门。
So the sister will quickly go to the entrance right after her message.
每一个出来的时候，她都问说：“你重生了没有？”
She will ask everyone who exiting the church, "Are you born again?"
很多人被她这么一问，就回在主的面前痛哭悔改。
So many people repented and cried when she asked this question.
而那些不肯悔改，想要继续活在最终的人。
And those who are stubborn in sin.
他们为了要逃避他到一个地步，就是居然会跑不出去，从窗户跳出去。
Those people who they got so desperate trying to escape her, they would jump out of the window.
他到每一个地方去，就把这个东西带到，就把神的救恩带到那个地方去。
So she brings salvation to everywhere she went.
这弟兄姊妹，神借了一个这么简单的姊妹，在中国的北方，特别在山东的大复兴，都是他带下来。
So through this simple vessel, God brought.Revival in northern China.
神没有用高大高深的道理在这里教训他们。
The Lord didn't teach them profound doctrines.
神用一个非常简单的话，叫人看见你是不是真正重生。
God used a simple question to make people examine if they are really born again.
到底我们里面是不是真正接受了耶稣住在我们的心中？
Have we really received Jesus in our heart?
如果耶稣真在我们的心中，
If Jesus is really in our heart,
为什么我们的生活没有改变？
Why is our life is still the same?
为什么我们的生命没有改变？
Why is our life is still the same?
为什么我们的生活还是这个样子？
How come our living is still the same?
如果耶稣真在的话，
If Jesus is really there,
如果我们真重生的话，
If we're really born again,
有什么我们应该不一样？
We should be different.
讲到心灵的眼睛需要得开，
So our eyes and our hearts should be opened.
我刚才为什么请文峰弟兄要回答第二个问题，就是我在哪里？
Why did I ask our brother Ho to answer the second question, where am I?
第一次可以张着眼睛上来做这件事的时候，
When he came up with his eyes open the first time,
我坐在那么远，他就觉得这是一个太简单的问题，怎么会不知道我在哪里？
I was sitting very far, but yeah, this question was very easy for him.
当第二次我叫他闭眼睛上来的时候，
But the second time he came up with his eyes closed,
我根本就站在他旁边，他却不知道我在哪里。
I was right next to him, yet he did not know.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到我们的神是一个与我们同在的神，
So when we say God is present with us.
当我们讲到耶稣的名字叫做以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
When we say the name of Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？
Do we really see?
弟兄姊妹，我们真的接受了没有？
Do we really accept it?
我们是不是真的相信耶稣现在就在这里？
Do we really believe that Jesus is here right now?
你相不相信在你开车的时候，耶稣坐在你的旁边？
Do you believe that when you are driving, Jesus is sitting right next to you?
你相不相信夫妻在吵架的时候，主耶稣坐在那里听你们看你们？
Do you believe that Jesus is listening and watching when you are fighting with your spouse?
你相不相信我们打开圣经的时候，耶稣坐在我们的眼前，他亲自下来教育我们？
Do you believe when you open your Bible, Jesus is sitting right before you and ready to teach you?
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这么多简单的救恩。
So many so much about this simple salvation.
为什么我们不能够享受，不能够真正的来承受它？
Why is that we cannot enjoy and inherit it?
我们必须要知道我们的眼睛瞎掉。
We have to know that we're blind.
在哥林多后书第四章告诉我们，
2 Corinthians chapter 4 tells us,
他说这世界的神弄瞎了人的心眼，
The God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers,
让人不能够看见基督的光照在他们的身上，
So that we cannot see the light of Christ on us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们常常把这句话用在福音朋友的身上。
Dear brothers and sisters, we often use this statement for gospel friends.
世界的神把人的眼睛弄瞎了，让他们看不见主。
The God of this world has blinded the minds of people.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，世界的神一样把神儿女们弄瞎掉。
But likewise, the God of this world also blinded the minds of believers.
你那么伟大的参孙,身家大能的勇士,
Even Samson, the great mighty warrior, his eyes were blind. He committed such big sins in critical periods. But after his eyes were blind, the eyes of his heart were opened. So the Bible tells us Samson killed more people when at his death than he the whole time he was living. Because the eyes of his heart were opened. So, dear brothers and sisters, we need the Lord to open our eyes. Even though there's so much inconvenience for a blind person, but all the loss to be a blind is nothing compared to the loss that we cannot see the Lord.
这就是我们底下要看到的这个故事，当瞎眼得到医治以后。
This is the, also why we will see the story when the blind person was healed.
我能不能想象就是如果假如你一辈子瞎眼突然眼睛开了你会怎么样?
Can you imagine if you were blind all your life and suddenly you receive your eyesight?
你又叫又跳, I can see, 对不对?我可以看到了。
You must be so rejoicing, you will cry out, I can see.
你到处跑来跑去跟人家讲,我终于可以看到了。
You will jump around and tell people, I can see.
弟兄姊妹,这个瞎眼当他眼睛开的时候,
so this blind, when he received his eyesight, first person he saw was Jesus. From now on, he followed Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,当我们眼睛不能看见的时候,
when our eyes are blind,
we know
that it brings much inconvenience and pain.
We know that when
we are blind,
we cannot
effectively achieve a lot of things.
We know that when
we are blind, we will be exposed to much hurt and dangers.
But
just like what our friend
said,
when your eyes are blind, you cannot see light. The biggest loss for being blind is that we cannot see our Lord. We don't even know such intimate presence of the Lord.
We
can't know the intimate presence of our Lord.
So our
eyes need to be opened by the Lord.
So
we come to this story.
That day
Jesus passed by.
弟兄姊妹对这个瞎眼来说是他lifetime唯一的机会。
This is such a unique and critical chance for this blind person.
因为不到七天，耶稣就被钉十字架。
In less than 7 days, Jesus will be nailed on the cross.
这是耶稣最后一次经过耶利哥要进耶路撒冷。
This is the last time Jesus passed through Jericho.
好，弟兄姊妹，当这个瞎子听见外面有很多吵杂的声音的时候，他就问怎么回事。
So when this blind person heard the noise, he asked what's happening.
当他知道是耶稣经过的时候,
when he knew that it was Jesus passing by,
他就在那里大声地喊叫,
he cried out.
他说大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
Son of David, have mercy on me.
弟兄姊妹,他在这里说,可怜我吧。
Have mercy on me.
讲到这个瞎子,他们在主面前得医治,我们有几个教训可以在这里提醒我们。
We can learn from this blind man several things.
第一件事情,他是一个抓住机会的人。First,
he's the one that grabs chance.
我说的抓住机会,不是世界上投资股票抓住机会。I'm
not talking about the opportunities the world provides us.
而是他抓住了基督耶稣经过的机会。
He grabbed the chance that Jesus was passing by him.
耶稣从来不会白白跟我们相遇的弟兄姊妹。
Jesus will not come across with us in vain.
他是一个亲爱的救主。
He's our dear Savior.
他每一次跟我们相会, 他就拯救我们。
Every time he comes to contact with us, he saves us.
他是一个施恩的神。
He's a God of mercy.
每一次我们跟他在一起, 他一定把他的祝福倾倒给我们。
Every time we're with him, we'll be poured with his blessing.
从来不让我们空手而回的弟兄姊妹。
God will never let us return empty-handed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 不管我们在家里面读经, 祷告, 或者来到神家聚会,
so it doesn't matter if we're reading the Bible, praying at home, or come to the meeting.
我常常说我们要预备好我们的心, 我们要得着他。
I often say we should prepare our hearts to receive him.
我们里面要有一个 strong desire, 一个强的意愿, 说, 主耶稣, 我要遇见你。
We should have this strong desire to meet him.
凡饥渴慕义的人有福了，他们必要得着饱足。
Bless are those hungry and thirst for the righteousness, for they will be filled.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有带着要朝见他、遇见他的心来到神的家中，我们不会遇见他。
If we do not come to God's house with a strong desire, we will never meet Him.
如果我们来到神的家中，不是要听见神说话的话，弟兄姊妹，我们听不到神说话。
If we do not come here with a desire to listen, we will not hear Him.
那个瞎子当他听见耶稣的时候，他抓住了这个机会。
So when the blind person heard that God, Jesus was here, he grabbed this chance.
弟兄姊妹，求神不让我们放弃任何一个可以亲近他的机会。
May God help us not to let go any chance to be close to Him.
不管我们个人在那里亲近他，或是来到神的家中。
Either we're in our private devotion or we come to God's house.
我们需要主更深的拯救我们。
We need deeper salvation.
我们需要主把更多的救恩赐给我们。
We need more salvation.
我们需要主让我们心里的眼睛得以开，让我们真认识他。Our
eyes need to be open so that we will know Him better.
所以这里讲到他一个抓住机会的一个瞎子。So
this is a blind person who can grab chance.
而底下说到他的心之迫切的求，就说到他那个strong desire.
And then he shouted, he diligently shouted, persistently shouted.
我们姊妹翻译的真好啊！他刚刚开始只是 cried out， 他只是说大卫的子孙可怜我了。
At first he just cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
而当众人在这里压制他说你闭嘴，你 silence， 不要吵，耶稣现在经过了。But
then when the crowd rebuke him and tell him to be silent，
他从 cried out， 他从大声喊变成大声叫。He
shouted even more.
弟兄姊妹就说到他里面的渴慕。And
this tells us how thirsty he was.
今天早晨我们来到神的家中,
this morning we come to God's house.
我们有没有带着一点点的渴慕要来遇见他?
Are we coming with a thirst and desire to see Him?
不管我们已经信主一年、五年、十年、二十年、三十年,
doesn't matter if we're a young or old Christian.
到底我们里面对耶稣的爱慕是不是还是新鲜?
Is our love for God is still fresh?
到底我们对他的渴慕是不是还是深的?
Is our thirst for Him is still deep?
到底当我们讲到耶稣的时候，我们里面是不是还是觉得 sweet？
When we mention about Jesus, is it still sweet in our heart？
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
我们今天比这个瞎子有福太多太多。
We're so much more blessed than this blind person.
因为耶稣一直跟我们同在。
Because Jesus is always with us.
耶稣一直把聚会的机会赐给我们。
Always gives us chance to meet.
不像那个瞎子只有那么一次机会。
Not like that blind, he had only one chance.
所以任何时候我们的心只要回转向我们的主，
anytime we turn our heart to our Lord,
我们都可以遇见他。
We can always meet Him.
我们都可以经历到他的同在。
We can always experience His presence.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们来到神的家中，
when we come to God's house,
我们要有一个强的意愿要来遇见他。
Have to have strong desire to see Him.
主耶稣问他说，你要我为你做什么？
So Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you?
弟兄姊妹，你要知道这是一个 professional 的讨饭人。
We have to understand that this is a professional beggar.
一辈子都是讨饭人。
He's been a beggar all his life.
他可以跟主要一点别的好处。
He can ask other blessings from the Lord.
但是他却知道他自己最大的缺陷和缺乏就是他瞎眼。
But yet he knew his biggest need was eyesight.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到神家中，我们知不知道我们真正的需要到底是什么？
So when we come to God's house, do we really know what our need is?
难道我们真正的需要只是找到一个稳定的工作吗？
Is our need is just to find a suitable job?
难道我们真正的需要只是找到一个如意郎君可以嫁给他吗？
Or just a nice spouse?
弟兄姊妹，到底我们真正的需要是什么？
What's our real need?
这个东西是必须我们自己在主的面前很谦卑。 能够跟主承认我们是瞎眼。We
have to come humbly before the Lord and admit that we are blind.
按着我们所当知道的，主耶稣，我们还是不知道。Those
things that we think we know, we do not.
按着我该看见的，还有许多我没有看见。There's
still many things I'm supposed to see, but I don't.
而最重要的一个缺乏，就是我们需要更深的看见主的自己。The
biggest need is that we should know God more.
而更深的需要是让我们要能够看见神永远的旨意。
The biggest need is to know God's eternal will.
我们更深的需要是让我们能够看见神所赐给我们一切的应许和祝福。
A deeper need is to really see the true blessing the Lord has given us.
而不是我们眼前一点点的困难需要得到解决。
Not just some difficulties in our life that need solution.
或是来到神的家中，只是希望跟中国人有机会相聚相聚而已。
Or just come to God's house and to meet with other Chinese.
我们一定要把我们的方向弄对了，我们是要来见耶稣。
We have to set our goal right to see Jesus.
所以以前有一个弟兄带着一个福音朋友到教会来。
One time a gospel friend was brought to church.
不是来我们教会啊。
Not to our church.
聚完会以后，他就问他说：“你怎么样？今天聚会怎么样？有没有什么收获？”
After the meeting, he was asked how he felt about the meeting.
他说：“都还好了，还好了，反正这个也听不太懂。”
He said, "Oh, it's fine. I don't quite understand."
今天收获也还不错。他说：“我今天摸彩摸到五块钱。”
But then, I got $5 from the meeting today.
他说：“我们教会哪里有摸彩？”
But then the brother says, "There's no drawing in our church. How can you get $5 from drawing?"
有些教会会传奉献袋的。Actually,
some churches will pass by the offering bag.
他以为是在摸彩，所以他就摸了一张出来。And
he thought it was a part of a program to draw prizes, so he took $5 out of the bag.
整个聚会他觉得他收获不错，因为他摸到五块钱。So
that was his biggest gain from the meeting. He got $5.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到神家，我们到底得到的是什么？
So what exactly do we receive when we come to God's house?
难道只得到五块钱吗？
Is it just $5?
难道只得到一堆想见到一些想见到的人吗？
Or you just see some people that you wanted to see?
还是我们真的在这里面对面遇见了我们的神？
Or we come face to face with God?
亲爱的小朋友，你们不管去参加主日学也是这个样子。
Dear children, you should have the same attitude when you attend Sunday school.
如果我们来到 Sunday school 只是为了要有 fun 的话，
If you just come to Sunday school for fun,
弟兄姊妹，小朋友们，这不是神要我们来神家的目的。This
is not the purpose God wants us to come to God's house.
他要把他的生命赐给我们。He
wants to give us His life.
他要把他更丰盛的生命赐给我们。A
fuller life for us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个瞎子他能够谦卑的知道他需要是什么。So
this blind person humbly admit his need.
他能够说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。”He
will cry out, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
弟兄姊妹，有人像神这样子做过这样子的祷告，说：“神啊，你可怜我吧。”
People have prayed desperately, "God, have mercy on me."
因为我希望能够看见。
Because I want to see.
我能够真正的看见你自己。
That I can truly see yourself.
我能够知道你的恩召有何等的指望。
I can see the hope of the calling you have for me.
我能够知道你在圣徒中间得到的基业是何等的丰富。
I want to see the riches of the inheritance in saints.
我要能够知道你象征信你的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
I want to see the incomparable power you have to the believers.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主的面前能够向主有这样子的祷告。
We need to have this prayer before the Lord.
不要来到神的家中带着任何其他的目的。Don't
come to God's house with other expectations.
现代的基督徒。
Modern Christians,
因为活在这么多的压力和忙碌的里面,
living under such stress and pressure,
什么事情我们都讲究效率,
we only emphasize on efficiency,
什么事情我们都讲究速成,
we want everything to be instant,
所以现在才有 instant noodle出现, 对不对?
So we have instant noodles,
什么东西都是 instant,
everything is instant.
弟兄姊妹，连神儿女们在追求的时候也追求 instant的结果,
even pursuing the Lord, Christians want to have instant result.
前几天我突然在我家的 fax machine 里面收到了一个聚会的邀请信。
Several days ago, I received an invitation to a meeting from a fax.
他们说他们请了一个 speaker 来教你怎么样讲预言。
And they have invited a speaker to come to teach people how to prophesy.
因为我一看到那个信，我心里面就很痛苦。
When I saw this invitation, I was very hurt and pain.
预言怎么可以教出来？
How can you teach people to prophesy?
这是圣灵特别的工作和启示。
This is a special work and revelation of the Holy Spirit.
怎么可以教出来？
How can you teach someone to do that?
他们说像学骑脚踏车一样。
They make it just like learning to ride a bike.
上面写说你刚刚开始摔倒几次那是很正常的。
They say it's normal if you fall several times at the beginning.
换句话说就是你的预言不准确，那是难免的。
In another words, it's okay if your prophecy do not fulfill at the beginning.
你多练几次会越来越好的。
If you practice more, you'll be more experienced.
十几年前我在美国中部去参加一个很大的基督教的聚会。
More than 10 years ago, I went to a meeting in the Midwest.
专门有一堂课教你怎么讲方言。
There was a special meeting to teach people how to speak in tongue.
方言速成班。
And there's instant speaking in tongue.
现在又来了一个预言训练班。 我真的是在主面前很痛苦很痛苦。
And now there's a training to prophesy.
我请求我们在座的弟兄姊妹。
I ask brothers and sisters in our church,
我是不会去批评论断别人的。
I will not want to judge others.
但是当这些的教导跟教训要把神的儿女们 off track 带到错误的里面的时候，我们必须要告诉弟兄姊妹 ，Don't go.
I have to tell brothers and sisters when these teachings want to sidetrack Christians.
先知不是学出来的。
You cannot learn to be a prophet.
方言不是学出来的。
Speaking in tongue is not from learning.
弟兄姊妹，今天人为了要达到一些属灵的一种快感跟成就，什么方法都出来。
Today, people want to achieve some spiritual achievement. They use man's methods.
这个瞎眼来到耶稣的面前的时候，他说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我。”
So this blind came to Jesus and said, Son of David, have mercy on me.
问他说,
Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you?
他说,
I want to see.
虽然他的出发点可能是因为他生活的不方便跟困苦所引起来的一个祷告,
Maybe his motivation came from the pain and inconvenience of his life.
当他真看见的时候,
but yet when he truly see,
他第一个看见的耶稣,
he first saw Jesus.
他就起来跟随了耶稣,
and he rose and followed him.
弟兄姊妹，也许在我们生活里面现在有一些难处跟不顺利的事情发生,
maybe there are difficulties in our life right now.
他也逼着我们谦卑地到主的面前去仰望他施恩许,
they force us to come before the Lord humbly to ask for help.
但是如果主睁开我们眼睛,
but if the Lord really opened our eyes,
是的，我们的难处是会被他带过去,
it's true that he will deliver us from our hardship.
是的，他听了我们的祷告。
Yet he will listen to our prayers.
但是更宝贝的事情,
but more, even more precious,
那个时候你就会发现不是因为神听了你的祷告,
you will discover at that time it's not only God listened to your prayer,
而是因为你遇见你看见的那位听祷告的神,
but you will meet the God that answers prayers.
从此以后我们愿意甘心地来跟从他。
From now on, we'll be willingly to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，这个瞎子从此以后就跟随着耶稣。
From now on, this blind person followed Jesus.
他一路上归荣耀给神。
All the way, he glorified God.
弟兄姊妹，不管他讲或是他不讲,
doesn't matter if he speaks or not.
人看见他就知道这是一个见证。
When people saw him, they know this is a witness.
人知道他这个人从前真是一个瞎眼的。
It's a testimony because people knew that he was blind.
他不知道人生的方向, 整天醉酒, 整天活得萎靡。
He didn't know the direction of his life, and he was every day drunken.
但是看看他的现在,
but look at him now.
真是一个荣耀, 对不对?
It's a glory.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人遇见主的人,
every one of us who met the Lord,
我们的见证就是荣耀神最直接的方式。
Our testimony is the direct way to glorify God.
自耶稣来住在我心,
since Jesus lived in my heart,
我生命起了何等奇妙的大转变,
there's a great change in my life.
弟兄姊妹，要让人看见从前我们是瞎眼的。
We should let people see that before we were blind.
但是如今我们却看见,
now we can see.
这个看见的生活,
and this life with the true eyesight,
能够把荣耀归给神,
can glorify God.
能够吸引, 能够影响许多我们周围的人,
and will attract and influence people around us.
这成为一个荣美的见证,
will be a glorious testimony.
在那个不是正统的圣经其他的记载上,
there's in other doctrines.
里面告诉我们说, 这个瞎子后来在耶稣受审的时候, 甚至起来为耶稣答辩说话。
In other documents, it was recorded that when Jesus was tried in the court, this blind person defended for Jesus.
他不仅仅爱耶稣,
not only he loved Jesus,
他不仅仅跟随耶稣,
not only he followed Jesus,
他不仅仅在这里荣耀见证耶稣,
not only he glorified and testified.
弟兄姊妹, 他肯为了耶稣付任何的代价和危险。
He was willing to pay any price for Jesus.
在我结束的时候讲一个见证。
For my conclusion, I will mention a testimony.
从前在日本有一个小女孩,
in Japan, there was a little girl.
那么她长了肺结核, 身体非常非常的不好。
She contracted TB and she was very sick.
她坐在医院里面, 整个人虚弱得很。
She was hospitalized and very weak.
那么有一天在医院里面, 有几个基督徒来跟她传福音。
One day, several Christians came to preach gospel to her.
那走的时候呢, 留了一本福音的小册子给她。
Well, they left a gospel booklet for her.
那这个小女孩, 她自己连看都没有力量去打开来看。
She was so weak even to read it.
所以她就请了护士小姐帮忙念给她听。
So she asked the nurse to read for her.
那么她自己也就照着那个福音书上所说的, 她就听, 然后她也祷告主。
So she followed what's written in the gospel. She listened and prayed.
那主耶稣的爱就临到了他,
so the love of Jesus came upon her.
他在病床上他接受了耶稣。
In sick bed, she received Jesus.
就有一天当他知道说这个报纸上登了一个消息, 有一个杀人犯被判死刑。
So one day she heard a news recorded on the newspaper that a murderer was committed, was sentenced to death.
啊，那这个死刑犯的名字叫青田啊，青色的青，稻田的田，青田。
The murderer's name was 青田。
那么这个小女孩就有一个感动，她就把这本福音小册子要寄给他。
This girl had this move in her heart, so she mailed this gospel booklet.
然后她用她那个软弱无力、这个生病的手，花了三天才写了一封短短的信给青田先生。
And she spent 3 days with her feeble hand, she wrote a letter to this murderer.
那个青田先生收到了这封信的时候，很生气，把它丢在旁边。
And when the murderer received this letter, he was very upset and just threw the letter away.
但是过了一段时间的时候，他又重新把它拿起来。
After a while, he picked up the letter again.
他想到有这样子一个生病的孩子，居然花这么大的功夫写了一封信，这么关心他。
He thought about there was such a sick child and who cared for him so much.
所以他就把那本小册子拿起来看。
So he started reading this booklet.
哦，基督的救恩临到了他。
So the salvation of Jesus came upon him.
当他在那里读的时候，
when he was reading,
圣灵的爱在这里摸着了他。
The love of the Spirit came upon him.
就青田先生，他后来信了耶稣。
So he believed in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，当他信了耶稣不久以后，他就被送到1000多里以外专门关死刑犯的地方。
After he believed in Jesus, he was sent away 1,000 miles away to a prisoner.
他被关在那里的时候，
when he was there,
他就是非常平安喜乐的在那里过他的生活。
He spent his days with peace and joy.
其他的死刑犯看见他很羡慕他。
Other prisoners who were sentenced to death all admired and envied him.
所以他就跟他旁边的人开始传福音。
So he started preaching gospel to others.
弟兄姊妹，随着时间的过来，有41个死刑犯因着他信了耶稣。
So altogether, 41 criminals accepted Jesus.
那整个监狱原来是非常 violent， 是充满了暴力的一个监狱。现在常常监狱里面传出来的都是诗歌的声音。
The prison used to be full of violence, now with the singing of hymns.
那个整个监狱的那个气氛就整个改变过来。
So the atmosphere of the prison is all changed.
后来青田先生的死期到了，准备要执行死刑的时候。
So when the time for the death sentence comes.
那么他就跟监狱的这个狱长有一个小小，他说我可不可以跟你有一个要求。
So he had a small request from the jailer.
他说你可不可以让我回去看看当初寄这个小册子给我的女孩子。
He wanted to go see the little girl who sent him the gospel booklet.
所以他们答应了他，所以他就到了那个监，到了医院里面去看那个女孩子。
His request was granted, so he went to the hospital to see the little girl.
那个女孩子仍然躺在病床上，非常的软弱。
She was still in sick bed.
然后他就告诉她说，这个他怎么样子借着信和小册子改变了她，也改变了监狱里面这么多的人。
So he told her how he accepted Jesus through this booklet and changed many lives of the prisoners.
那么在青田先生回监狱要走之前
，So before he left，
他突然里面有个负担，他为这个小女孩按手祷告。
He had a move in his heart to lay his hand on this little girl and pray for her.
他求主耶稣的爱能够更多的临到这个孩子。
Pray that more love, more of Jesus' love will come upon her.
他求主耶稣的医治的能力能够临到这个孩子。
Also, the power of the healing will come upon this girl.
然后他就回到监狱去了。
So he went back to the jail.
那不久以后，他也被判死，就被处死了。
And soon after, he was executed.
然后走得非常的平安，非常的喜乐。
He was executed with peace and joy.
弟兄姊妹，非常奇妙的就是，当他为了这个小女孩祷告以后，小女孩不久整个病好起来。
But miraculously, after he prayed for this girl was healed.
她躺了几年在床上，医生都医不好她，但是我们的弟兄为她祷告，她好。
After several years in sick bed, she received healing.
弟兄姊妹，在这里有两个人。
So there are two people here.
一个可能是一个很善良的小孩子。
One is a very kind little girl.
一个是一个无恶不作的一个杀人犯。
One is a criminal.
不管人看起来是好的是不好的。
Regardless good or evil.
当他们真正看见耶稣之前，他们都是瞎眼的。
Before they truly see Jesus, they were all blind.
当耶稣开了他们的眼睛，让他们看见了主。
After Jesus opened their eyes so that they see God,
他们的生命都改变了。
Their life changed.
他们的生活都被神的祝福所充满。
Their life is filled with God's blessing.
他们整个人的价值就成为耶稣基督的见证。
And the value of their life becomes the testimony of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们羡不羡慕做一个能够常常把主的恩典带给别人的人？
Do we envy to be a blessing for others?
而不是坐在那里等候着别人给我们。
Instead of just being a receiver,
等候别人把更多的爱给我们。
always waiting for more love.
等候别人花时间在我们身上。
Always waiting for other people to spend time.
等候别人来帮助我们。
Always waiting to receive help.
我们能不能因着我们遇见的耶稣
？Because seeing Jesus.
让我们成为一个给的人。
Let us be a giver.
我们一路上能够把荣耀归给他。
That we can glorify Him all the way.
能够把祝福带给周围所有的人。
And bring blessing to people around us.
我们都在主的面前有一个谦卑的祷告。
May we all have a humble prayer before the Lord.
Son of David,
have mercy on me.
大卫的子孙啊，你可怜我吧。
Son of David, have mercy on me.
我要能够看见。
I want to see.
我们请一起低头，有些祷告。
Let's bow down and have a prayer together.
为着我们在座还有少数没有信耶稣的人。
For those among us who have not believed.
我不晓得你是否羡慕我们心灵的眼睛能够得以开启。
I don't know if you want your eyes in your heart to be opened.